The Santa Rosa City Council met yesterday, and to give us an update on what was discussed, we talk now with Mayor Chris Rogers. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Can you tell us a little bit about the conversation you had about sick leave during the pandemic?
Yeah, Michelle. So back in July, the federal government passed some regulations that applied to businesses that were 500 employees or fewer. What we did as a council is we went through and we plugged some of the additional gaps that we saw in that paid sick leave for coronavirus, making it apply to companies that had 500 or more, as well as making sure that it covered folks who were unable to go into work because they were caring for somebody who had been exposed or themselves were waiting for their test results. Mm-hmm. That law, that congressional law, lapsed on December 31st. And our ordinance, which was tied to it, also then went away. So what we did last night was we discussed with new changes that have come in, both from Cal OSHA, from the state legislature, and then the most recent bill that was passed by Congress with some assistance strings to it, where did we want to go with ours as well? And the council gave direction to staff to bring back to us a probably a more nuanced, but we think better informed by what's happened over the last 6 months, version of our original paid sick leave act, mm-hmm. So that way we can continue to have our community covered.
Okay, all right. And so this was a discussion, but have any decisions been made?
No, so it was a study session where we were able to give direction to staff on what we wanted to see from the final language. That final language will be brought back at the end of January for potential adoption. But there are some touch points that we needed staff to do before we could finalize this. And one of them, a really critical one, is to check in with our healthcare partners to make sure that what we do will not have a significant impact on their ability to operate our hospitals mm-hmm. and our paramedic system.
Okay. Good to know. So we'll keep an update with you and find out where that goes. Tell us a little bit about what the city is doing for water conservation. I know that we have had some very dry years.
Yeah, that's right, Michelle. So last year was one of our driest on record. And this year is shaping up to be even worse than that. So if we look, and we got an update last night on the storage capacity for Lake Mendocino and Lake Sonoma, they are both critically, critically low compared to where we'd normally see, about 42% of our normal. And in fact, in terms of our storage potential, we are on pace to have our lowest on record. We have very little water that came in from rain, which means that we also have very little recycled water for us to be able to use. So we are launching a winter dry weather alert. We are helping to roll out to folks some water conservation tips, even though it is in winter, because otherwise we know that these resources are going to be critically low come the end of summer, mm-hmm. and it will have an impact on our community, and it will have an impact on our endangered species that we've been trying to protect as well. What we do know is people need to conserve, and we're hoping for a little bit of rain here, Michelle.
Yes, we could use that for sure. And then speaking of rain and the climate, tell us a little bit about the Regional Climate Protection Authority Board of Directors meeting.
Yeah, so on Monday, the board heard a presentation about a climate-safe California program that's been ongoing. As you know, Michelle, almost every city and entity has adopted a regional climate goal. Santa Rosa's, for example, is to reach carbon neutrality by 2030. What this climate-safe program does is it really brings in the latest science and aligns our regional goals with what we are hearing from scientists we need to achieve. And so it does dovetail very closely with that. Right around 2030 is when we need to be carbon neutral, but that means that we not only need to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, but we also have to start creating a carbon sequestration program that's able to sink carbon into the ground, which would be good for agriculture, but it also obviously will help us to meet our climate goals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Some ambitious goals there, but hopefully we can reach those. And I do want to ask you, a lot of your constituents appreciate your updates that you post on Facebook, on social media, as often as you do. It keeps people in touch. But you've also got a new thing that you've started here. Tell us about Mondays with the Mayor.
Yeah, Michelle. So over the first 4 years that I was on the City Council, monthly I would go out with lawn chairs and set up shop just to talk to people, whether it was at the Wednesday night market for people walking by or whether it was advertising that I'd be in a park. Obviously, we can't do that with a pandemic, mm-hmm. but I did always find that there was value and that people appreciated having their questions answered. So we have launched a Zoom, Mondays with the Mayor, every other Monday at 5:30, where I can help give folks an update, do a deep dive into a conversation topic of interest from the group, and then work on direct constituent services, literally helping people with which potholes do you need filled, what's the biggest impact that you're seeing on your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So we did our first one about a week ago, had about 40 people who attended it, and had a really lively discussion, particularly around homelessness. Mm-hmm. And we decided that the next policy areas that we do a deep dive would include looking at the city's infrastructure, as well as going back and talking a little bit more about some of our homeless programming. So people are welcome to join. You can register online and on my social media. You have all of the links. But the next one will be next Monday, Michelle.
Okay, excellent. And so people just look for, is it Chris Rogers Mayor, or what's your website? How do we find you?
Yeah, it's Chris Rogers on social media.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Well, thank you for doing that. I think people appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, get questions answered, and have a little bit more of that transparency that we're all looking for from our government officials. Thank you so much.
No, absolutely. And as you know, it's hard to answer a lot of these questions in 120 characters.
Right.
So having a conversation really does make a difference. To be able to fully understand where we're going on certain things.
Yeah. All right. So thanks so much. We'll talk with you again soon.
All right. Take care, Michelle.
That is Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Rogers.